Hi everyone, this is Robin.
And Harp.
And we're back once again at culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
And we're here with the Curious Question Podcast. So this is the podcast where we take one of your questions and we answer it.
And if you want to get any more information about this podcast, go to our website and check out Lip Service. In that section of our website, you can get the transcripts, the detailed explanations, all the goodies. So go check it out. So what's today's question? What are we looking at?
So today's question is from Asami, who is originally from Japan, but she's currently living in Montreal. And she's asking about Canadian culture, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, what is the custom when saying goodbye or hello in Canada? So she wants to know about how to greet someone in Montreal and in the rest of Canada. She says that she often sees people kiss each other on the cheek, but she has also seen people hug or do nothing. So what do we do here in Montreal?
She says she's often seen people kiss each other on the cheek, but she's also seen people hug or do nothing. So what do we do here in Montreal?
Exactly. So now, just so you understand, this is a cultural question. Mm-hmm. She's not asking about English, but she wants to know the action that people do.
Definitely.
Whether they kiss on the cheek, whether they hug, or whether they do nothing.
Well, I guess it changes from place to place. You lived in Europe for a little bit.
Yeah.
In France. And I imagine there it was similar.
Exactly. It was very similar to Montreal. So they did the kissing on the cheek.
Okay.
Yeah. And you lived in Japan.
Yes, so. I did. Yes, I did.
Kissing on the cheek there or no?
Actually, you would see people bow quite often.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So bowing is quite custom there for saying hello or goodbye.
Okay.
Montreal's an interesting place, I think, because it's in the French part of Canada. It has connections to Europe and it has connections to France. And for this reason, I think you see a lot of people kissing each other on the cheek.
Definitely, for sure. I agree with that because, for example, when I was in France, they kissed on the cheek, but the part of France that I was in, there was no set rule. In Montreal, I think you kiss two times, one on each side.
Absolutely.
But I was in the northern part of France, and there was no one time, two times, three times. Mm-hmm. It changed every time.
Okay.
So sometimes I would kiss one time, and I would crash into someone's face because they were going for the second kiss, and it was just confusing. But Montreal is definitely like Europe.
When you kiss on the cheek here, you often see men kissing women.
Yeah.
And you also see women kissing women, but
rarely do you see men kissing men.
It happens, but it's not as common.
Yeah, don't expect it.
Yeah, don't expect it. What else?
I guess it's awkward for us a little bit to do the kisses. For me, it is, because I'm from Alberta, from the English part of Canada, and we don't do the kisses there. Do you do the kisses?
No,
in
not
Toronto?
At all. Not at all. I have some friends whose parents come from Europe,
okay,
and they may do it in their families, but you don't see it so often in the street in Toronto, for example.
Yeah, definitely. So I would normally, I would hug my friends, or if I see them all the time, I don't think I would do anything. I would just smile, and if they're leaving, if they're saying goodbye, I would just smile and wave at them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Those are typical ways of saying goodbye in the English-speaking parts of the country. Now, how about professional contexts?
Professionally, I have never seen anyone kiss on the cheeks.
Okay.
Or kiss on the lips, but no.
That would be an interesting professional environment.
Exactly. So they normally shake hands. Do you agree?
Yes, yes. Kissing on the cheek is probably a little less appropriate in Canada, in Quebec, and in English-speaking Canada as well.
Definitely. So here we shake hands or...
Or nothing.
Nothing,
We just wave, just say, well, talk to you later, take care, goodbye.
Typically shake hands, I guess.
Yeah. I'd like to add, actually, that hugs are not really that appropriate in professional contexts as well.
Definitely. Shake hands or nothing.
Shake hands or nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that about answers Asami's question. Asami, if you have any more questions, send us some questions to our email addresses. They're posted on our website.
And, culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
Yep, and I hope you check us out again next week because we'll have some more podcasts up for you. But for now, this has been Robin.
And Harp.
And we're signing off.
Bye, everyone.